Blog Talk Radio.
Yo!
Must have been one of my openings there. How you doing? This is Local Voter Education Program. We are having technical problems in our studio, so it's going to be a short show tonight. We were planning on doing a show on code compliance, but seems that we have some unforeseen technical problems. They're going to get back in here, and I'm hoping that this is coming out over the radio here. If not, I may try to change receivers real quick and see if that makes a difference. Can you hear anything, Adrian, on the can you hear me on that there? I mean, on your phone? Also, we are coming on the Blog Talk Radio show. So, in other words, they can hear us through our headset here. Very good. I hope so. Okay. All right. So, for you who are just tuning in or whatever, we're going to be tuning out. like I said, I'm going to repeat again, we have a bit of problems here. We're trying to work these bugs out, and we hope that in January we can do 16 shows on location where you can invite the candidates in to, he doesn't know it, but he's going to be drafted as a co-host on the, but he's here tonight with me too, helping out, which is good. And Jimmy Eller was supposed to, he called me, said he was going to make it. He had a problem with code compliance. I was going to talk about that. But he hadn't made it here yet, so I don't know what happened to Jimmy. But nevertheless, like I said, tonight's kind of an experimental night as well on trying to set up on location here. And so, okay. I guess without a, like I said, with our computer down, we don't have a switchboard, so we can't even tell to add people in or if anybody's tuning in or not without the switchboard. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out that anybody does tune in due to typical problems, technical problems here. We're going to be calling at night and watching Sunday night football is what we're probably going to be doing. Do you have anything to say, Adrian?
No, Bob, I just thank you for the invite, and look forward to whatever is ahead of us.
Yeah, we can do this again, unless, you know, if there's anything, any topic you want to, well, you know what would be good, though? Without the switchboard, we can't tell if anybody wants to tune in or talk, and that's what's kind of got us in the dark here with our switchboard. But, so, without that. We could discuss some things going on, like a city council this Tuesday morning. On the agenda is the Firefighter Association, which is one of the three major things that are hurting our local elections here, is the Police Association, Firefighter Association, Star Telegram. These three are really undermining our local elections, so I'll be at council on Tuesday, lower, higher, real low. Okay. All right. Well, like I say, what we're going to have to do is we'll have our tech come in next week and see what we can do about beefing this up. And also, what I can do is I can go back and listen to this iPod when I get home to see how it sounded, too, if it carried out there. And so, but yeah, our top now is code compliance into that. And the way they do that is with a new mayor and a new manager. And with the election coming up in about 8 months from now, we got to make sure if we can replace this mayor and get a new city manager in, maybe we can get a new code compliance. So, but right now, I'm sorry this didn't work out right. And that. So what we'll do is we'll just have to come back at it and try it again and get this stuff worked out and between now, and especially during April, January, and February. January, February, March, and April for our local election for mayor. Also, if anybody is listening, tune in. To sign up to run for office, to get on the ballot. That comes up in January and February, middle of January to February. This is something the city doesn't really put out much information when to because they really don't want people running. So please share that information with anybody you think would make a good council member, a mayor. Let me tell you, Maddie Parker has set the bar so low. Satan could be a better choice right now. So don't think you wouldn't be qualified as a mayor, okay? It won't take much. The bar is really low right now. If you just be honest, that's all we need. So give it a go, especially someone's retired, got time, want to do something for the city. We really need you to get out here, and we need some people to run for these offices, because right now we have the wrong people in these offices, and when we get the bad people in, they bring more bad people with them. So that's why we have a COPE alliance like we do. Also, we have no respect from our city council or our mayor downtown to the people that come down there or to us at all. So this is something we'd like to change. So, okay. Well, I guess we'll tune out here now. I think it's time for a cup of coffee, since we can't do anything else here. And we're going to set up to do another show here in the near future. I'll advertise it on our Facebook and Nextdoor and email and wherever. So, anyway, couldn't do a show tonight. Appreciate if anybody tuned in, and we're going to keep working at this, get these bugs worked out. All right? Till later. Take care. Bye-bye.